can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
So much to talk about, Don, but firstly, how are you?
Well, Johnny, 40 watts worth.
Pardon?
40 watts worth. What is a measure of light or
food?
Who?
Who?
What? What? No, 40 watts worth. You get
W-A-T-T?
100 watt lights, 75 watt lights.
Is this LED? And
when?
Strength of the light globe. It's a light...
LED.
Don't point to me about the bloody microphone off. You're starting it. And I feel 40 watts worth. Not too bright, Johnny.
What?
Not
what,
too bright.
Today?
Yes, just now, if you want.
Just now you're not too bright.
Yes, I'd like a coffee. If you would get off your ass and get me a coffee, I buy them each week. And you couldn't think of me this morning. I just need a hit of something.
I'll give you a hit in a
what
minute.
What of?
I'll smash you in the head in a
no,
minute.
No, no,
in
no,
one
that
minute,
that
I'll smash.
Will not help at all.
Now, Don.
What?
Just before I get on to a much.
You've got your hair done. You've changed a bit. Been out in the sun? You're looking younger. You've had bow? You've been shooting?
You look younger. You've been out in the sun. You're looking different.
Well,
you've
had your something haircut. Different. Well,
how
something
about
different.
Just one question at a time, Don? That was six questions. I can answer them all. But
you've got wrinkles on your forehead, so you haven't had that, what do they call, Botox?
Yep, that's what they call it. Don, plenty of chat about the question that you brought up with this Christmas gift you were given, before I get on to a serious matter I want to just canvass shortly, about what position would it be called if you were having or performing oral sex on, no one understood, but the rocket... here beside me was stopped in the park walking his dogs and said, did the act take place? Who was on top? What was happening? And did you actually remove your pants while the conversation
and
was on?
And has the cold sore healed?
What's that, Don?
Has the cold sore healed? Cold sore, you know, you get cold sores?
Yeah. I tell you, I dispute the fact you're 40 watts today. I'm not sure there's a glimmer going on there. Now, so Don, I just want to just canvass this quickly because this is a story that keeps giving. The Age, who are completely corrupt, dishonest,
oh,
and...
Oh, no, please don't go down.
They are completely
Why?
Dishonest and they're hypocrites. They keep going at us, trying to intimidate me and this podcast, You Cannot Be Serious, by... because they're panicking, because we have taken action against... a little man called Wayne Ludley, who, after the Winmar saga, which we settled in mediation, you might remember we had what we thought was a very objective conversation about why Nicky Winmar lifted his jumper. This resulted in Nicky Winmar taking action against us, and it resulted in a mediation where we paid $100,000... Mike Sheehan, you and me, to a charity, the Michael Long Foundation, which the AFL were going to top up, and it was going to employ Winmar in an ambassadorial role at the AFL. I don't know if that has happened or not, but that matter was settled. And then this little man who is a... he takes pictures for a living, or he did, I don't know if he still does, and people either buy them or he gives them to them or he on-sells them of... identities and personalities, that's how he makes his living. He shot his mouth off and he said, I'll tell you what he said about us after we had settled the Winmar affair. He said this, and this is why we...
After or during?
Yes, well, during the mediation, during the negotiations and the mediation, he... let this go to several media outlets, and this is why we are suing him. This podcast is. He said this, and if you don't think this is libelous or slanderous, you're living in a different world. He said, the trio knew what they were doing. This is about the Age, who are dishonest and are hypocrites. The trio knew what they were doing. Three stooges sitting in the stalls, pelting him, Winmar, about his race, his heritage, and him as a person. It's a calculated act on their behalf to attack a black man who they know can't fight back. And then he doubled down and said, this is not a hit and giggle, three old fuddy-duddies in a studio having fun. This is a strategic thing on behalf of them making money by kicking Aboriginals and Torres Strait Islanders because they believe they can't fight back. There is no grey area here. They knew what they were doing. That is reprehensibly untrue and a disgraceful slight on whatever character you think I or Mike Sheehan or you have. So we took action. So The Age have decided, because they're one of the people we're suing, they have ramped up and think they're going to intimidate us or me into backing down. And this, and we'll put them on notice, they'll be getting a letter from our solicitor to stop trying to intimidate us and coerce us into stopping taking action. They then went on to say this about me and this podcast. It said, and I quote, this is what they said. It said, Newman disgracefully attacked Winmar in his podcast. I'm going to read out the transcript of that podcast in a second, and if you'll just bear with me. I disgracefully attacked Winmar. They keep saying that I've painted my face black. I did 20 years ago. I've conceded that. I've apologised for that. You know, they don't go the other 5,000 identities around Australia and the world who have done it, which doesn't make it right. It doesn't make it right at all. You know, the Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau, has done it several times. Doesn't make it right. We've apologised. But they keep saying, I've done that. I did do that. And then they say I attack a person, not attack, they say I attack an object of ridicule, Caroline Wilson. They keep saying I parodied or did some satirical stuff on Caroline Wilson, who is an object of ridicule. To me, she is. I'm not sure what she has got to do with it, or me painting my face black, or anything else they insinuate that I do has anything to do with us suing Wayne Ludley. Hang on.
You got off the thing. You started reading The Age.
Yep.
So get back onto what The Age actually said. You've gone off on a bit of a tangent.
No, I haven't. It said Newman had claimed in this podcast, I'll read out the transcript of the podcast, Newman had claimed that Winmar lifted his jersey, all that stuff, and then it said, Newman and his podcast co-host Don Scott, but not former host Mike Sheehan, who quit the podcast at the speed of light after insinuating that it wasn't because of me he quit the podcast. He quit the podcast because he was mortified at being called a racist, which incidentally, that word has lost all relevance and meaning now in this day and age. If you disagree with anyone for any reason, you're a racist. So he didn't distance himself from us. He distanced himself from the fact that he
got mortified.
Yeah, okay,
get back onto the article. I'm more interested in what the article said.
Right, oh, well, it went on to say that our credibility, or mine in particular, is shot to bits because I've done a whole lot of things in the...
Not relevant to what...
This is my point. So then they give a list. This is The Age. Give a list of the people. It says media lawyers and legal representatives who are ramping up against me, if they're trying to people that no one's ever heard of. Not knocking the lawyers or anyone, but no one's ever heard of them. They're trying to intimidate us into not going on with this action. Right. They are panicking now.
So why are you mentioning it?
Well, I'll tell you why I mentioned, because they single me out. I'm not whinging, but I'm just explaining. They single me out saying I disgracefully maligned Winmar in our conversation. And I'm going to read out verbatim once again the conversation. This is me, they say, disgracefully maligned Winmar. You asked me on the podcast.
Oh,
you
I
said
asked the three of two of you.
Of course, we're all in this together, yeah. Don. I'm not dissociating myself from this. Mm. You started off by saying, because I mentioned something about Black Lives Matter. You said, could I ask you a question? You said, why do they go to Nicki Winmar whenever Black Lives Matter comes up? And you said, well, and you said, was it, you didn't say it was, you said, was it misreported about, not, you said, it was a question, was it misreported about Nicki Winmar lifting his jumper out at Victoria Park 20 years ago? And I read verbatim the rest of this podcast conversation, which cost us $100,000, which we accept, but we won't accept what Ludley said. Okay, you said, I was at that game, in respect of that game, St Kilda played Collingwood. This is you speaking. And my recollection was that St Kilda won the game and Nicky lifted his jumper, saying that was a gutsy effort. We have got heart. That's what you said. And then Mick Sheehan said this, Michael Sheehan, I understand the scenario you're painting. This, they're saying I had a go. This is my disgraceful comments about Nicky Winmar. Haven't spoken yet. Mick Sheehan, I understand the scenario you've painted, and my view at the time was that it was a popular perception that it was about his guts and they had heart. Sam Newman, this is me. This is my first utterance. You're treading on eggshells. That was to Mick Sheehan. Mike Sheehan. The only person who knows what he meant was Nicky Winmar, correct? Sam Newman, yes. So I've said you're treading on eggshells, and yes, so far this is me disgracefully maligning Nicky Winmar. Mick Sheehan, he now says that he was pointing to the colour of his skin, making a political statement. Sam Newman, this is my third utterance. That's what he says now, yes. Mick Sheehan, Don's point has some validity because lots of people at the time were thinking that he was actually talking about guts. Sam Newman, that's what Don said. Mick Sheehan, I know, I acknowledge that point. Sam Newman, what would you believe? Mick Sheehan, I was at Victoria Park that day and I left the ground thinking he was talking about guts. You asked me what I thought at the time and I'm telling you. I did, thank you. And then it just got hijacked by activists getting involved. And it did, because Peter Jess got involved. And that was my input into maligning Nicky Winmar. I said, you're treading on eggshells? Yes, that's what Don said. That's what Don said again. What would you believe? And I said, thank you. And it got hijacked by activists, which it did. That is me maligning Nicky Winmar. So they are completely dishonest. They're panicking. And this is, I'm going to say this again, this is the paper that employs this object of ridicule, Caroline Wilson. Now, just listen to me, who mocked disabled athletes. They never mentioned that in their article, said that disabled athletics wasn't really sport, and people only go to watch disabled athletes fall over. That is what she said. And then they were responsible for the most disgracefully racist headline, if you're going to say racism has any relevance, and they likened Lance Franklin to King Kong. Now, I don't know if you know who King Kong is, but he's a large ape. That is what they put in the headline of their paper. This is the people accusing me of maligning Nicky Winmar, and why would we be taking action over Wayne Ludley, employing someone who maligns disabled athletes, someone who prints disgracefully racist headlines, and then cowardly enough tries to have it removed from any record so that they look as though they didn't say it. These are the people, and no wonder they're ducking at shadows, and no wonder they're trying to intimidate us into not going on with it. They are a disgrace, they're hypocrites, and they are dishonest, and they deserve the greatest censure they can get. And if anyone doesn't think what Ludley said about you and me and Mike Sheehan, no matter what I've done in my past, and what if that is not libelous, I tell you what, you are living in a third world country. So that is that, and the age keep doing it. we will keep reading out this until someone finally says to him, why are you keeping doing this? I think you're digging a big hole for yourself. So that's them. That's that out of the way.
Now, does this come under general or sport?
This is general.
General.
But there's plenty of general stuff.
Is there? I haven't got too much this week.
Oh, haven't you?
Oh, what a surprise.
Hey?
What a surprise.
Yeah, what a surprise.
Have you travelled around Victoria in one of your many cars recently?
No. The simple answer to that.
So you wouldn't realise the state of the roads in Victoria, country Australia, or country Victoria. They are an absolute disgrace. And it's funny how things come together. I reckon they just do it for effect, putting, well, for example, I travelled to Mortlake on the weekend. They've put a new four-lane highway to Colac. And it's only been open for 2-3 years. Do you know it's just about patchwork already?
Jobs for the boys.
No, they don't. I reckon they just, they put it in, there it is, oh, we've done something for Colac, opened it four lane, you know, right from Melbourne, right through the bypass through Geelong.
Why do you mention this, Don?
Well, because they probably only make it about 300 thick, you know.
Yeah, they don't do it properly.
In other words, do the bloody thing properly. There's no votes in the country.
So why do you mention this? Have you been driving on it?
I have been driving on it. I went to a horse show.
What did you do?
Horse show.
You went jumping. To a horse show?
Show jumping.
You let in?
I thought you had...
What do you mean allowed
in? I thought you couldn't get a gig, Don.
That was at Port Phillip. This was at Mortlake. I went to Mortlake, Western District.
Oh, so you entered and you were accepted?
Yes.
There wasn't all booked out?
No. They've all been booked out since.
How'd you go?
I don't think I'll be February. I'm trying for February for my next start.
Did you pick up the rails?
Every other show... beg your pardon?
Did you pick up the rails?
Yeah, did you muck up? Muck in?
I was buggered after the first event.
What's that, Don?
Sunstroke. I think I'm drinking too much coffee. I was dehydrated. I couldn't ride.
Well, why did you prepare yourself properly, man?
I've got to. That's what I came away thinking.
Why would you go to a horse
rails,
show?
Rails, I couldn't pick myself up.
Why would you go to Mortlake, Don, knowing that you drank too much coffee, you were dehydrated?
You don't know that until you put yourself under pressure.
Oh, so you wouldn't realise.
It was 33 degrees, two horses in one event, and I was gone.
I knew you'd been drinking too much coffee and knew that you were going to get dehydrated.
No, I didn't know that, John. Don, in the future, I will not be drinking coffee.
Don, I think you've overestimated 40 watts. I honestly think there is a dimness there that probably will just 15? Flicker. 15 watts. In fact, I think you've blown a fuse there, Don, honestly.
But listen, getting back to what I said, you've wandered off again. Why don't the government start and do a little bit of quality control? Why don't they get the cars, the big trucks off the roads so they wouldn't be ruined and have rail freight? And in Melbourne, apparently, the roads are 900 mil thick. In the country, 300 mil. So how are they going to stand up anyway? It's a job for the boys. People in the country are just tokens.
Let's get...
And there's no votes for the...
Let's get Vic Roads on and ask them who they employ to make their freeways, and we'll get the bituminised...
I spoke to somebody about it.
Did you, Don? Gee, that must have excited them. It's Don Scott here. I want to know how thick the bitumen is in the road to Colac. Sorry, who's that? Don Scott. Yes, what did you want, Don? How thick is the bitumen in the road?
What happens? You take your truck and your trailer, everything, you get to the show and everything's on the ground.
What's
because
that?
The vibration
rattles
of the road...
Rattles the shit out of everything.
It rattles the shit out of the trailer. So
and the horses?
Rivets are coming out. Then your goods and everything, chattels, everywhere in the caravan. By the time you get down there, they should still be in the same place as when you took off.
How's the horse?
They're all right. They're in a sprung compartment in the back.
Sprung?
Well, it got the springs underneath the floor, you idiot. So it doesn't... Concussion doesn't affect their legs.
Speaking of animals,
what?
Sam's got another movie review including animals for us.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean movie review?
Remember that other one where he thought the dog was real?
It's a street...
Oh, you mean this...
The one with Harrison
the computerized
Ford?
Computerized
And he thought
dog.
The dog... I can't believe they got the dog to do
so
that.
So what's he got now?
Now this is another a one. True story called A Street Cat Named Bob.
I watched it last night.
Was it good?
It's great.
Hang on, you two.
It's on
SBS. Is this one of these computerised cars?
Well, we'll go over to the rocket. Is this a real cat?
No, this one's real. It's great.
It's a real cat or a fictitious, you know.
It's all real.
Right?
It's all real. And it's a true story.
This is about a drug addict, a meth head, who goes to a shelter and takes this ginger cat and it sits on his shoulder for the whole... It's a film and it is true.
It's good.
And the cat is like a person. It sits on his shoulder through every aspect of life, and he talks to the cat. It is extraordinary, and they made he got off drugs because of it. The cat got him off drugs. I'm not sure how he got him off.
Is this a doco?
Sort of a doco.
It's based on a true story. Yeah, and it's on SBS. If anyone wants to watch it.
Talking about films, so we should do a film review.
I think we are.
Well, I'll give you an actor, and I think he's not bad. You ready? I watched him the other night. Now, I forget the film, but he played a journalist.
You forget the film.
Will you shut up, please?
How can you
don't
do a film
in,
review?
Don't butt in.
How can you do a film review if you forget the film?
People may pick up on the title of the film with what I'm going to say. He worked for the Washington Globe.
40 what?
And his name is Russell Crowe. He had long hair and he's a little bit overweight in the film, so I think he does himself up. Or it could have been padding. But he is... really quite an excellent... He's played a number of various numbers of roles, and they're all different. He's a very, very good actor.
Should have won the...
You know he's won a couple of Oscars.
Has he?
Yes.
What did he win an Oscar for? Seriously, what did...
You sure of that?
Russell Crowe?
Yeah.
Russell Crowe's won a couple of Oscars. Hang on.
He should have won...
What for?
Remember when he made that speech, he said, God save the Queen and... Thank God for New Zealand or something. Hang on, I'll look it up.
Russell Crowe should have won an Oscar for A Beautiful Mind.
I think he did.
Well, I thought the Gladiator is
they
good.
Gave three black people on the Academy Awards, three black people. He was universally tipped to win a Oscar for A Beautiful Mind. I don't think he did.
Was that the one about the maths teacher?
Yeah, that's correct.
So he won one for Gladiator?
Yeah, I got glad. I thought he's good in that. What, supporting or main?
Main.
Yep.
He was a main. He won the Oscar.
And?
You didn't get it for A Beautiful Mind.
The Insider.
Was that the name of the film that you were after, Don? Was it a journalist film?
It was a journalistic film.
What was the film that you're giving a review on, man? Seriously.
Hey, listen, you know what? As soon as I've watched a film, I've forgotten it.
Of course you have, and you're now mentioning it here, trying to give a review on something you've forgotten.
You're trying to explain. Yeah.
Now, you think we'd shy away from this, but this has nothing to do with... Sally Capp has now...
He won one and was not for Gladiator and was nominated twice for The Insider and A Beautiful Mind.
Yep.
Okay, sorry. Go on.
He's a very good actor.
Yep, sorry. Sally Capp.
Sally Capp has Sally Capp.
While you're looking,
has come out and said that that she is going to sanction
the Invasion
Day march after the Premier has cancelled Australia Day celebrations. She's given the go ahead for an invasion of Australia Day march on Australia Day.
No. It's just a gathering. I think it's in the domain.
It's a gathering, is it?
A gathering of 200 people. They're celebrating at dawn Invasion Day.
Not celebrating.
Well, recognising or
whatever,
attending
yeah.
or whatever Invasion Day.
Yeah. She says
why don't they just do away?
Oh, exactly, Don. We're trying to unite people.
Give away Australia Day. And give away Invasion Day, because having a thing called Invasion Day is
provocative.
Well, it really is. Australia Day, you say the word, it's not.
Hey, hang on a minute. Why can't you celebrate the country we live in? Everyone.
Australians. I understand, John.
Yes. What's wrong with that?
I understand that the Aboriginal people view it as a day that they were, invaded. I can understand that sensitivity.
I agree. Let's just change the date that everyone's happy with.
I agree with that one. Celebrate Australia Day. We don't have to celebrate it on the day Australia was discovered.
A day that everyone's happy with.
That's right.
Yep.
Yeah, so exactly why would right. you sanction? Why would you sanction a protest gathering of any sort in this COVID-driven
it's not,
day
it's
and age
just
we
a
live
gather,
in?
John, it's a gathering at dawn.
You know that it's going to end up more than that.
Why? How do I know?
Well, it won't be 200 people.
Yes. How do I know? They say 200. I take people.
So they're inviting people.
Well,
RSVP
hey,
list.
Listen. If I'm going to have 1,000 people, don't bullshit me.
It's not an equestrian
event. If I
could
say it's 200, if you said it was 200, I'll believe you. But if you say it's 1,000 people turn up, I want to know why. You're a bullshit artist.
I am.
Well, yeah, if you said 200 are going to turn up and 1,000, you're just being mischievous.
Says, well, the Andrews
so
government...
So it's only 200 people turning up, so it...
While the Andrews government says here it's cancelled Australian Day parade... The Victorian police has police have confirmed they're dealing with a number of other events and protests planned for the 26th of January. The City Council will provide logistical and COVID safety support for the King's Domain Dawn event, whose Indigenous organisers will recognise the fact that they've been taken over. Now, that, look, that, why would the mayor just not feel comfortable with who she is, thinking she has to placate sections of the community rather than
It's not only uniting them. It wouldn't be her, John. There's other councillors and bureaucrats as well.
Somebody just needs to get over the top of this and say, listen, the 26th is off.
Yeah.
You know, and let's find a day where everyone's happy and let's all
this
get
is
off.
What right. Dr. Bella Debrera from the Free Market Public Affairs Council thinks. A minority of noisy activists which tell us that we need to be ashamed of our country rather than celebrating its success. Look, seriously, why do we just go on and on dividing in divisiveness? Why can't we, if Captain Phillip or Captain Cook or whoever it is hadn't come to this country, there'd be nothing here. Why can't we all celebrate
there
and
would
recognize
be something here. There
that
would
wouldn't
be. Some-
be. What there- would there be here?
Well, there'd be people living the way they lived forever and a day before
they... But you wouldn't be here, Don.
I wouldn't be here, no.
No, none of us would be here.
That's right.
Why can't we... And there's a hell of a lot of Indigenous people who have made good and become very, very successful in a whole lot of different fields because why aren't we united in all this and celebrating what we've achieved together? Why do we keep trying to divide everyone? And this gets back to the racism thing. If you have an adverse opinion about someone from another race, whether it be from here or overseas, you are automatically branded a racist. That is just so subjectively stupid. The term racism, whether it be a proper noun or a common noun, has completely lost all lost relevance. Because if you have a genuine conversation about people, not their race, but people, you are suddenly branded, and you've only got to see what's going on the other side of the world. Don't start me on the other side of the world, because they are about to engage in a civil war over there.
What's the other side of
there.
The world? Europe you don't or America? Know.
America. It is.
But please, we won't go there.
All right. But it's absolutely disgraceful what's going on over there. And they are.
Well, it depends on which side of the fence you sit
it
on.
It does not depend.
It does.
No. Well, either way, it's disgraceful. It's just a matter
well,
of
well, it is a disgrace what has actually happened.
It doesn't depend on what side. The people who sit on the other side of the fence, the conservative side, the Trump supporters, are being cancelled from jobs. They're being intimidated in the workplace. They are being taken off social media platforms. They are being completely ostracized because they have a different opinion to the ruling class who they think...
The establishment.
Exactly, Don.
Did you watch that show on Trump last night? I fell asleep.
There's 75 million people voted for Donald Trump and they are ostracizing the lot of them.
Did you
and
watch
they
that?
Will, it, they, by a man who is the most corrupt... Dishonest,
okay.
Sexual predator.
Okay.
He is, this is Dopey Joe Biden, and who is senile.
Okay.
And
right,
it is
on.
Extraordinary it, yes. What they're
Did
doing.
Did you watch the show last night on commercial television about
I don't
Trump?
Watch commercial television.
Okay.
But
what about bringing it, listen.
What?
I wish you'd just get more involved in Australian affairs.
Well, I've just mentioned a couple of things in Australian affairs. I've mentioned the Age, who are a
disgrace
and hypocritical.
Well, what about
I
the Victorian state of our economy? Do you know we're about $150 million, billion dollars in debt?
No.
You didn't?
Well, I did know, yes. So
did
why?
You?
So go on.
So through Corona
yep.
virus, prior to coronavirus, I think it was about $22 or $20 billion in debt. And over coronavirus, the debt has increased, what's that, in nine months, by about $130 billion.
Yep.
$130 billion. Yeah. When are we going to ever pay that back?
We're not, because we're just...
Why?
Because we are a socialist state based on...
Where's the money?
It's not coming from anywhere. We're a socialist state, and we just ramp up jobs, the public sector jobs, and you've only got to see how they handled how they handled private enterprise in the COVID lockdown. They had no regard for any of it.
John, there's got to be a day of reckoning, my friend.
Have a look at what's going on. I'm going to tell you this. Have a look at what's going on in the United States of America. They have just gone berserk.
What do you mean berserk?
They are just spending money on giving citizenship to 21 million illegal immigrants. What do you reckon that's going to add to the gross domestic product of debt over in America? They are out of control. No, it doesn't worry us, but it's the same mentality.
No, I think we've got problems here, and I really wish you'd get... I watched something from Tasmania last week about the power companies being owned by China, the wind farms. All the technology, the ownership is owned by China. They're going to push power across the Bass Strait from these wind farms to Victoria into the mainland grid.
They've got the 5G network Huawei, who can gather all your information.
I don't understand why the Australian government is allowing so much foreign investment in Australia.
Because it's a quid pro quo thing, Donald. We can't sell our ore or our coal or our produce.
No, we can sell those things.
All right, well...
Produce and the little incidentals we can't. But the big ticket item, which they want, iron ore, yes, they want it.
So they've got to find new markets, but the new markets are on the other side of the world, and probably financially not a great...
Well, I think they could do something with regard to maybe subsidy getting it across to England. I mean, we used to trade with England and Europe, and England now is out of Brexit, and they'll be looking for trading partners. So why can't... And I cannot see why we can't go back to having tariffs and starting to protect local industry and becoming a little... Listen, a friend went into... Now, this is an interesting one. He was transferred from... Oh, well, I'll tell you the hospitals. No, I better not. because I'm a little bit gun-shy. He went from a private hospital, said, oh, you haven't got enough cover here if something goes wrong. He had a heart complaint. Went in, heart complaint. They kept him in for a couple of days, said, oh, no, you haven't got enough cover. We'll have to put you to public. He went to the public hospital just down the road nearby, checking out his heart. Now, he was requiring two stents to go in. Do you know they did not have one stent in that hospital, public hospital? And you know where the stents come from? China.
Yeah.
Everything is coming from China.
Yeah, everything, Don. Because it's cheap and it's, this is private enterprise. Cut out jobs here. And manufacturing here and bring it in here because it's the bottom line is the profit margin for the investors.
Because Australians don't want to work.
Mm?
Australians basically don't want to work.
So Don, well done anyhow. You've finally got back in the equestrian side of things and you've found the roads are shit houses. This is the byproduct of you going on the road. You've found that the roads are no good.
Listen, do you want to come on the road or I'm going to Queensland?
Do we have to go into quarantine?
That's a good one.
Oh, you haven't sussed that out?
Well, listen, what about coming on the road? The three of us can go on the road. We can bring this stuff and we could do a show around Queensland. Yeah.
Have you? If I have to quarantine for 10 days in a room with you and your horses, Don, that is a big ask. You decide, you work out, do we have to go into quarantine and where we'd go into quarantine just to go and watch you jump over a couple of hurdles.
No. Don't come to watch me. Just take in Outback Australia.
I've been to Outback.
Where have you been to?
Well, I've been plenty of places.
Well, come on, Lucky Star.
I've been everywhere. I've been Tullamore, Seymour, Lismore, Malilabar, Nambour, Moochidor, Kilmore, Moolabar, Bursville, Lemmerville, Wanneville, Coonamulla, Coolamon, Streptine, Crosstine, Narwhal, Nulladunda, Gingin, Muckdilla, Wallabeka, Borokmela. I'm a fella who's been everywhere, man. Don, I've been from every corner of the...
You've been out to Charleville.
Charleville?
Mitchell, Roma.
Yes. I have been in the vicinity of those places.
Is that where you're going?
I've been up to...
That's a fair old hike.
I know. Do you want to come along Carnarvon, and look at Australia?
Want to put my dogs in with the horses?
I've been to Carnarvon.
Oh, you can take them in the car. Carnarvon. Coming in with dogs.
Carnarvon.
Two.
Okay.
Carnarvon. Broome. Ayers Rock.
No, that's... they're popular
Monkey Mia.
Place. They're popular place. You go where...
Catherine.
Popular.
Catherine.
Popular.
Well,
you've only done a sportsman's night at Catherine.
No,
you're in and out overnight.
No, why would I go to a place
that's
that
right. Yeah, stripped of all of its money.
Yeah, that's right. The poor miners, you've ripped them off and
the
out again.
The poor miners.
Well, that's what it is. Catherine's a
free bar, everything. Put nothing back.
Cooler bar.
Yeah, that's another mining town. You've ripped them all off.
I've been up there just disseminating great information to them, Donald. I've been up
entertaining them with bullshit.
Stripped them of money and degraded them
to
left.
Yes, exactly. And anyone who put their hand
been up. Been all over Australia, Don. Yes. I've been more places than you've had hot dinners.
I know you have.
Well, you said...
Well, you're coming on the road.
Well, how about
we're
some
doing
logistics
just after
first?
Easter
how about when some logistics first? Find out about the quarantine. How long, how many days do I have to pack a suitcase for?
A month. We're going for 4 weeks.
For a month?
4 weeks.
On the road with you for a month?
No, you entertain yourself. You've got to cook, camp. We're camping out.
Yeah. What, and you're taking up horses?
I'm taking the horses.
Yep.
And we camp at the showgrounds on the way.
Fantastic.
I'd rather go to prison.
Yeah.
You're a country boy from Footscray. You wouldn't have a bloody clue. You wouldn't even know how to light a match. Bloody... jeez. At least he went to college.
So I'm tempted. I'm just looking at the notes here. I'm tempted to branch into the sport, but should we segue into sport? Or
have you got anything else, Don?
The reunion. I was just going to see any updates on the reunion. No, that's sport, isn't it?
No, that's not sport.
No, the Fox reunion. No, nothing on the Fox reunion.
There's nothing. I'm not going.
Two little boys, your pernickety little bloody things that go on.
That's a very fair question, Don. Have you spoken to Mike about it? Or
mate, I'm not going.
Has Mike Sheehan spoken to you about it?
No.
No developments. Nothing's happened.
You were the one that brought all the developments
I understand, but I did a little bit of research.
Yeah, that's go on then.
Why aren't you on the AFL rich list? That's another one. They put a rich list out
they
a couple
did that
of weeks
last
ago.
Week.
We did this last week.
We did this.
Yeah, but did I mention why isn't he there?
No, you did. You said why and I not. Because there's people doing...
He's done better than
him. We've covered cedar meats.
Not at all. No, there's people. Those people on the rich list have done far better than me.
Oh,
and I haven't even got a business, you know, the age.
Yeah,
I,
you are the business.
Yeah, no, I'm just...
You are the business. You are the man.
I'm just... taking objects of ridicule to task on
you're
a self-parody and
you're a self-made man. Some of those fellows have climbed the corporate ladder, lied and cheated and whatever else to climb that corporate ladder.
Tor.
Well, that's what you do in the corporate world.
Yeah, that's the only way.
Thank you. Oh, you
no,
agree with
no,
me?
No, I was mocking. No, I was taking the piss.
So
no, you weren't. You were serious.
So, Don, Don.
Integrity goes out the
Don,
door. What?
Here's a hit for the greenies and the vegans. Do you know they've developed a seaweed solution that they're feeding to stock cows now, which stops them burping and farting? It's a seaweed food. You add it to...
Seaweed's amazing stuff, isn't it? You wouldn't have a garden, but sea salt, use it on your garden.
Moving right along, Don.
You can use it on your garden, sea
okay,
salt.
But listen to what he said.
You have got the concentration span of a centipede, Don. You got a head like us. Don.
Do you understand
what
the significance
about the
of that?
Sorry?
Do you understand the significance of that?
What about the
yes,
hue?
Yes, I understand.
So we can
pollution
eat meat again.
And all the
so we're allowed to
eat
meat now. All those guilt trips were for nothing.
Guilt trips?
Yeah, from the greenies.
Or, you know, get McDonald's, have veggie burgers and don't have meat. Don't eat meat. Don't raise cattle. Don't because they're farting and they're putting a hole in the ozone layer.
Yuckhole stuff's supposed to do the same.
They're putting a hole in the ozone layer.
You buy in those little plastic bottles. That's supposed to settle
your
stomach.
How do you get cows to have that?
Well, as a human,
oh, right.
You'd have that.
So, Don, please just stick to topic just for a minute. What
we're talking about flatulence, aren't we?
Flatulence. you've left a nail out there, Don. It's flatulence. Flatulence, I think, is where the cows reside in a flat. They are flatulated, but the flatulence is the thing that comes out their ort. And it is apparently putting a hole, besides in their ass. It's putting a hole in the ozone.
Jeez, you couldn't work with anyone.
It's putting a hole in the ozone layer. And this was the great reason why we
question?
Should stop eating meat.
Yeah, this, let's finish because, the question.
Well, they've question, found a seaweed solution.
It's great seaweed.
I'm not worried to talk about seaweed for you. They've found it. They're feeding it to cows to stop them farting, Don.
Yeah, good.
Well, that's a blow to the vegans who say we've got to get rid of eating meat and McDonald's shouldn't make hamburgers and we shouldn't eat lamb and raise cattle. What?
Okay. Which of the following is a slang?
Just explain what you're doing now to the listener.
I'm asking a question.
Well, from your Christmas gift.
I wish I didn't know.
Right, this is a Christmas gift
this
that you were given.
This is a follow-on from you and Rod last week.
Anal sex, not anal sex, oral sex. No, Jesus, anal sex, what does I say?
This word, perineum. Okay, which is the which of the following is a slang for the perineum or the area between the anus and the genitals, usually on a man?
Don, could you read it out, mate?
Well, you read it, Johnny. You're such
a... Well, he's going to know the answer then. So everyone...
I haven't looked at the answer. He can give...
All right.
He hasn't looked at the answer.
I've got my thumb over it, have I not?
Okay.
Which is the following slang for the perineum or the area between the anus and the genitals, usually on a man? What is the name, slang name for the perineum? I would say...
You've got to give us the options.
It's either Route 66, the Gooch... The cat's cradle or the dust bowl.
The dust bowl. I'll say
I know the answer. Okay. I know the answer to that.
Route 66.
Cat's cradle.
No, Route 66, the gooch, the cat's cradle or the dust bowl.
Oh, the gooch.
I'm saying it's the gooch.
Yeah, I'm saying gooch.
Now, you're saying the cat's cradle. What's your analogy for the cat's cradle?
Well, because they made a long answer, but they made a this specific song. Reference to being a man in this instance.
Cats in the cradle.
But don't worry, keep going.
And you know, that women have.
Right, I'm turning the card over for the answer.
Righto.
The answer is B. Now B is the gooch. It's called
the
gooch. Yeah, we got it.
You flicked it.
Gooch.
The gooch.
You want
another
one?
One more. Then we
one
go.
More. Righto.
Between the anus and the genitals.
Can we have a clean one?
Well,
can we have a
go on?
So this is a
well, quickly.
Okay, you're about to masturbate,
oh,
and you realise that you're out of your best lube.
Yep.
Which of expert Megan Barrett as a temporary replacement?
Olive oil.
Now, you ready? A. Petroleum jelly. B. Hand cream. C. Spit.
Oh.
D, none of the above.
No, petroleum jelly, God almighty.
Rod?
Hand cream, I'll just mix it up.
I'd no go point. For spit.
Well, go on, go for it, so spit. That we're all different. Go on, go.
Dry off quickly, wouldn't
answer
it?
Answer D, none of the above, no. We're all wrong.
No, we'll put petroleum.
We're going.
Open around the streets late at night. I'm worried because you ain't treating me right. Come back again. I'm just crazy about you, baby.